Sunday, the 3rd of January, Yud Zayin Teves, Rabbi Zalman Dishon, the controversy surrounding Uber Bimei Imo.
My English won't be exactly correct. Excuse me. I live in Israel, so I don't speak English. I don't know my home is in English, but I'll try my best to make myself understood. We find in Gemara that when a person is in a matzav of life-threatening, even though we know the 630 mitzvahs, but if a person is in a matzav that his life is in danger, we're allowed to go beyond the Torah, and we can do anything to save a person's life. And the Gemara brings two sources. How do we know this halacha? We're talking about a person's life. We're allowed to do anything in order to save the person's life. The first source the Gemara brings is, it says, V'chai behem. The Torah is given to living people. Living people and to make people live. But if it's in a matzav, it's in a state that a person, that through the Torah, it's going to cause a person's death, so then, the Torah says, then there's no Torah. We're allowed to do anything to save a person's life. That is one source the Torah brings, that we're talking about, that even though the Torah comes to a state of life-threatening, we have to go beyond the Torah and do anything to save the person's life. The mother is another source that said like this. It says, Mutav shichalel Shabbos echod, v'al yichalel ha'ab shabbos. That means, a Torah takes a scale and says, look, let's say now in this state we're in, Shabbos, we're going to save the person's life, we have to drive a car in Shabbos, we have to do anything to save the person's life, and to get the Torah to drive a car in Shabbos. But if we'll do all these things to save the person's life, in the future, there'll be a lot of Shabbosim, and a Babbat Mekayim in the Torah. So it's worth to go beyond, in one state, to go beyond the Torah. I mean, Mechal the Torah, in order that in the future, Mekayim the rest of the Torah, not a Shabbosim. So the Torah says it's worth the Torah, Ways, one matzah, one state for the future. And Torah says that because, even though in this matzah we'll be over the Torah, it's kedai, it's worth it to be over the Torah in this matzah, kedai that in the future when we can carry the Torah. There are two sources, a few more sources, but the main source that's brought down Gemara, this halach. Now the Mishnah in Yuma, that pay base. The Mishnah says like this. When an Isha is pregnant, and it's on Yom Kippur, and she says, I have to eat. Says in the Mishnah, that we're allowed to give it to eat, even though it's Yom Kippur, and it's Dreis, it's a Chayav Krisis, we're still allowed to be over the Torah, and give the woman to eat. Now the Shoinim come to explain the Mishnah, and there are two opinions, how do we learn the Mishnah? The first opinion says that the Mishnah is talking about only when the mother is in a state of danger. But if the mother, for the mother itself, she's fine. But if she'll fast and she won't make it till the end of the day, she'll lose the Uber. The first opinion holds, she is not allowed to eat an Yom Kippur. The only time the Torah lets us be over the Torah, when we're talking about a Nefesh Yisroel. A Uba is not considered, to feed the first opinion that the Shoinim bring down, is not considered a Nefesh Yisroel. It has the potential to be a Nefesh Yisroel, could get there one day, but in the matzah that it is today, it's not a Nefesh Yisroel, and if, from the woman's side, she can make it through the day, and she can fast the rest of Yom Kippur, she's not allowed to eat a Yom Kippur to save the Uba. That is the first opinion which is brought down to the Shoinim. The second opinion says no. Even if the mother could make it to the end of the day of Yom Kippur, but if she's going to fast the rest of the day, she's going to lose the Uba, you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur in order to save the Ubah. On the surface, the two opinions are disagreeing in a very important yesod, very important kuda. The first opinion holds Uber is not considered a Nefesh Yisrael. Not considered a Nefesh yet. It's potential. It'll get there one day. One day, reborn. But in the massive, in the state that it's in today, Uber is not considered a Nefesh Yisrael. And that's why, even though the Torah says, we'll add up, go beyond the Torah, to save a person's life, to save Uber's life, and that we're not allowed to be over the Torah to save a life of a Uber. The second opinion holds that a Uber is considered Nefesh Yisrael. And just like we're allowed to save, we're allowed to be over the Torah, go beyond the Torah to save a life of a person of Yid, also to save a life of a Uber, we're allowed to go beyond the Torah to save the life of a Uber. And that's why, even though it's Yom Kippur, and we're not allowed to eat Yom Kippur, but in order to save life Uber, the woman is allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But there are Mefarshim in the Gemara that when you go deeper into the Sforos, in the Sforos, and you see the words of the Rishonim, we see that it's not so simple what the second opinion really held. The second opinion, even though on the surface, it's understood that you hold that you let be over the Torah, go beyond the Torah to save the life of Uber. But in the words of the Rishonim, when you read the words of the Rishonim, it comes out that they mean something else. We said before that there's two makoris, two sources why we're allowed to be over the Torah in order to save a person's life. There's one svarim that says b'chai b'hem. Torah is given to make a person live, not to cause somebody's death. And the other svarim is mutiv shichal shabbos echod kdei shichal ha'ab shabbos. Take shikayim ha'ab shabbos. I mean, it's worth it. The Torah says it's worth be over one shabbos kdei that in the future b'kayim more shabbos. Now the second opinion says like this: when we have the scale. And we have a scale and we're weighing what's it better to do. Is it better to the person should die because of one mitzvah and through that lose all the mitzvahs in the future, or it's g'day for us to be in this state, to go over and to be over the Torah, that in the future will become the Torah. The same svarim, the same reason we could use by Uber. The second opinion tells the first opinion, you're right. Could be Uber is not really a Nefesh Yisrael. Uber is not considered a Nefesh yet. It has to grow, it has to become a person. It's not yet in the Matziv. We call it a Nefesh Yisrael, which on that the Torah says, you're allowed to go beyond the Torah to save life. Uber, save Uber. But when we want to weigh the scale, we want to weigh and see, is it worth it? We'll save the Uber, and we'll save the Uber, the Uber will make it till the end, and I'll live. And it can return in the future. So it's worth it. It's worth it to save the Uber in this matzah, even though he's not a Nefesh Yisrael. Today, that in the future, he'll be able to be zoicha to Mekayim more mitzvahs. So the second opinion, as the Adam of Oshim explained, that the second opinion also really understood that a Nefesh Yisrael, a Uber is not considered a Nefesh Yisrael. But They understood that it's kedai, and it's worth it, to save a life of Uber, kedai, that in the future will be Mekayim, more mitzvahs. So we're standing over here, we have two opinions. Are we, if a woman is pregnant, on Yom Kippur, a Kippur or Shabbos, and she has to eat, she has to mechal the Shabbos, are we allowed to mechal the Shabbos, or even on Yom Kippur, to save life of Uber? We have two opinions. Some opinions hold we're allowed to. Some opinion holds we're not allowed to. And we have the first opinion held that Uber is not considered Nefesh Yisrael. And the second opinion, we can understand in two ways. Either the second opinion held that Uber is considered Nefesh Yisrael, or the second opinion held that even though it's not a Nefesh Yisrael, it save the Uber in today's stake, that in the future we mekayim the mitzvahs of offering. Now, there's a very delicate shaila which is talked about in the poiskim. I'm not saying any. I'm not a poiskim. The thing always says in the poiskim, which is a very wichtige, important shaila which is brought up by the poiskim. Let's say we have a Uber, which is in a woman who's pregnant, who's not a shomer Torah mitzvahs. Let's say somebody even worse, a mumma, a person that's lahachas, goes against the Torah. Are we allowed to, and the woman, the Uber, is in a state of danger, are we allowed to mechal Shabbos to save this Uber's life? Now, if we consider a Uber a nefesh Yisrael, so if he's not a lahachis, if he doesn't go against the Torah with kavona on purpose, so the din is every yid, if he's not doesn't go against the Torah on purpose, and he just a tinnik chinish boy, doesn't really know, he's allowed without a mechal Shabbos then, without to go against the Torah. But the Uber, if we understand that even according to the second opinion, a Uber is not really nefesh Yisrael, but the only reason why we're saving him is because we know that la'asid in the future will be mekayim the Torah. It could be that a Uber, which in the future won't be mekayim the Torah, he's going to grow up in a secular home, he's not going to know about the Torah, he's not going to be mekayim the Torah. What?
He could become a
bar tshuva. It's a suffix. It's a good shaila. The night the poskim are talking about somebody which is growing up in a home where they go against purpose, maybe more lahachas. The poskim talk about both things. There is a time in the poskim that in this matziv we're not allowed to save the Uber. Because here there isn't the svara that mutter shichal or Shabbos echot, say shichal kaim nahabah Shabbos. We don't have a scare. We don't have. For sure, we can't say in the future he'll be mekayim the Torah. I don't know, maybe not. It's very very shmeh. Chabos, there is a save on Shchnoch, the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir had a big tzad to say that we're not allowed to save him on Shabbos. Kvege in the tshuva is choylik on him and he disagrees with him and he says he has kamerais that we couldn't be mekayim, misstating the svaris which we find in the poiskim which negeya. Till now we're talking about Chilul Shabbos, Yom Kippur, mitzvahs. Now I'd like to go over to a very delicate issue, Ankuda, which gets called about. We know it's an issue when I kill a person. It's the Raisa, if somebody kills a person, it's a Chayiv Misa. How do we look at when we have an Uber, say it's very, you know, people look at Uber like it's almost a complete, no, exactly what people look at it, but in the secular word, it's not considered a nefesh, and any slight problem, unless the doctors will tell you right away, you know, just get rid of it. But I want to look at, how do we look at, if we didn't turn it, look at a nefesh of Uber. The first Makar is, we find in the Gemara is the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Zayin Amid Beis. We know that one of the seven mitzvahs of Ben Noach is Yesicha. Even though Ben Noach doesn't have all the mitzvahs, but one of the mitzvahs of a goy is Yesicha. And the Gemara brings a special pasuk to say that a Ben Noach is also mitzvah on Uber. It means just like we know that a goy when he's over one of the seven mitzvahs of Ben Noach, he gets killed. And if he kills somebody, he gets killed. The Gemara brings a special pasuk to tell us that if a Ben Noach kills a Uber, he's chayiv mitzvah. That means, we're talking about a Ben Noach, the Gemara brings a special pasuk to tell us that by a goy, a Uber is considered like a regular person. And if he kills him, he's chayiv mitzvah.
From what age?
What?
From what age?
Oh, we'll soon see how big of Uber has to be. It's a discussion, we'll talk about it soon. Now, there's another Gemara. says, in the foundation of Beis Din in heaven, the Gemara says, that a woman that's pregnant, and because of the Uber, it comes to a state of life-threatening, we're allowed to kill the Uber to save the woman's life. And we're showing him explain that if it would be, that an Uber would be a regular nefesh, like every other nefesh, so why do I save the mother to save the Uber? Maybe I should let the mother die and let the Uber be born. Why is it that when talking about a life-threatening danger of the mother, we're allowed to kill the Uber to save the mother's life? So that we showing him say, what? It's 1 mile from Yishonim. I'm learning that, but other Shoyim learn different, right? But other Shoyim say that since we see from the Gemara that without the extra pasuk, we would say that a benoyach, a goy, is only a mitzvah when he kills a regular person. When he kills the ober, he's not chayev misa. So we see that with our own mind, a ober is different than a regular person. It's different, it's not the same. By a nochri, by a goy, there's a special ribui to tell us that if by we kill the ober, even though an ober is not a regular person, we're still chayev misa like a regular person. But by Yisrael, by a yid that we have, we don't have this ribui. By a Yisrael, a ober is not considered a regular nefesh, and since he's not considered a regular nefesh, when a Yisrael kills the ober, he's not chayev misa, and not an isa d'raisi. But there's a lot of Rishonim saying, I'm saying they're all Rishonim, they're old. When Yisrael kills the Uber, he's Potter ben HaTorah. He has no Issa ben HaTorah to kill the Uber. And there is, which is again, this is Parsha, there is a merging of Marshaw, the Chedushi HaGodis, and this is Parsha, maybe Yidua, the Marshaw brings down, and that's in Dynamo Base, explains that the reason why Paro was very scared, he also knew that is a burning story that was the Eibishter. So he had a good way out. He told Yecheved, he took Yecheved and Pur, and he told them, you see the Uber, if it's a Ben, you should kill him. There were no other ladies that knew how to help kids be born, only in time, only Yecheved and Pur. So Mashal explains, because Pari knew that a Goy has Issa Minatoria to kill the Uber. So he couldn't use a Mitzvah. But Yisrael is not mitzvah min haTorah to kill Uber. So Pari took Yecheved and Pua, and he used it, what?
It was after they were born that they...
Yeah, the second time. But the first time he told them, when you see them, they're ready to be born.
Al-Avnoyim.
The first time he told them they were, that he gave them a simen, that's why he had to give them a simen, because they didn't know they were still...
Did Yecheved have a simen of Yisrael?
It's a shame. But let's say, it's going to show us, it turns up that Yin had a Redin Yisrael, and they were Mitzvah and Uber, and that's, they weren't Mitzvah and Uber, and they were different than a Goyim, and that's why Paro used Yecheved and Pua, and not a Goy, to kill the Uber. That is the first Shita, and the Arshim, the Holy Dad, Toysis in certain places, the Holy Dad, that Yisrael is Potem and Atoyim when he kills the Uber. Toysis in other places says that Avada can't be that a Goy has a big achiv. Where do we find? We know a Yid is greater than a Goy. How could it be that Yisrael is allowed to do something which a Goy is not allowed to do something? So it must be that just like a Goy is Mitzvah on an Uber, a Yisrael is also Mitzvah on an Uber. But since we see in the Gemara that without an extra pasuk, a Uber wouldn't be the same Daga, the same Massive, the same category as a regular person. And all the course of the extra pasuk, we know that a Uber, if we kill a Uber, Akum is Chayim Misa, just like a regular person. By Yisrael, even though it must be that it has to do, and we're now allowed to kill a Uber, and I told you, just like a Nochri, but it's not a Nefesh, a fault of Uber, is a less Madrega, a less, not in the same category as a regular person. So when we have a state, a woman is in danger because of the Uber. And we don't know what to do, either to save the mother or to save the Uber. So the din is, we save the mother instead of the Uber because the mother is is a living person more than Uba. Of course, the Uba is also like a nefesh, and you see it, if you kill him, it's an ism and adorah to kill him. But when you want to know what's more important, the mother's life or the Uba's life, the mother's wife is more because she is living already, and Uba is still not living yet. So according to this opinion, there is an ism and adorah to kill the Uba, but it's not in the same category as killing a regular person. That's when Yisrael kills the Uba, even though it's Yisrael, he does not get Misa. A Goy gets Misa, because he has extra Pazik, but a Goy doesn't get Misa.
Eat.
Now, we mentioned the Shaila, which is a very important Shaila, which all the Poskim, besides the Moshe Feinstein, has a Sofik. This Rais in Gemara, you find it can be a certain halachas, that a Uba, which is in the first 40 days when the woman became pregnant, which Gemara calls it in certain places, Maya Ba'alma. There's no form yet, the first 40 days of Uba, there is no form yet to the kids, so the Gemara calls it Maya Ba'alma. Now most poitkin, Achieze, Veshloime, Allah of Achroin, the Boish himself in a tshuva, is not clear about it, says that if a woman has a problem in the first 40 days of the pregnancy, and we see the doctors don't know what to do, even if it's not life-threatening, it says for other reasons, which is very important for the woman's sake to kill the Uba, to kill a Uba, which in the first 40 days is not an Issam HaTorah. It is only Issam HaDrabbana. Come on, all the poskim hold that the first 40 days is not considered an Nefesh yet, and it's only Issam HaDrabbana to kill the Uba.
Is it flat to a Goy as well?
Yes. Yeah. Nachiel said, even for a Goy to kill the Uba in the first 40 days, not considered an Nefesh, and it's only Issam HaDrabbana. And the poskim talk about, which is a very important Issa, we know that when we're talking about life it has to be a sekanas nefesh. I mean, it ought to be over. Or is it Torah? It has to be negeya, a nefesh of a person. If it's only negeya, a ave of a person, let's say a woman has diabetes, and the doctors say she will become pregnant, she has to take off her feet, she loses a certain ave. We're not talking about life-threatening, we're talking about sakana of a certain part of the woman. She could lose a womb, she could lose a foot, she could lose other parts of the gulf, which is not life-threatening. So if it's Issam in HaTorah to kill a person, so then it's a very, very big shayla, because we know in order to over Issam in HaTorah, it has to be life-threatening. If it's not life-threatening, it's only for a certain part of the woman, then not to push it. But if it's only Issam HaDrabbanan, if it's only Osir, because the Chazal said it would not be over, so then, Klaw and Shulchan Aruch, it would not be over Issam HaDrabbanan, even to save a part of a person. So the poskim say that if we're in a state that's only 40 days, the woman is not pregnant 40 days, we're allowed to kill the Uba to save even a part of the woman's body. It's not, that's only Issam HaDrabbanan, and all the poets can them on this part. But when it's after 40 days, and then it's really a nefesh, like certain poskim, so then it's totally, if killing a nefesh Yisrael, an Uba for Yisrael is only a HaDrabbanan, like we said before, some poskim hold the killing of Uba is only Issam HaDrabbanan, then even after 40 days, we're allowed to kill the Uba to save the mother's life. Even an Eva. I'm saying mistake. Even to save a certain Eva, we're allowed to kill the Uba to save an Eva. But if killing a Uba is Issam HaTorah, we said before, a lot of Rishonim hold that killing a Uba is Issam HaTorah, so then till we're talking about life-threatening, we're now going to kill the Uba, even though the mother will have to suffer certain consequences for the matzahs. That is, the poskim talk about these today's, the lenient, today's, the poskim. Pesukim, and the same go with the Makor for all the Nishayites. Another Nakuda which is brought down in the Pesukim talk about is, let's say the woman is pregnant, she's in the 6th month. We know that by the time I get to 9th month, the baby's not going to make it. The baby's not going to make it, or it'll be, for the woman will be a danger, and then we'll have to anyways kill the Uber. Are we allowed, and the woman is in terrible pain, emotional pain, are we allowed in the 6th month to kill the Uber when we know, of course, we know ourselves that in order to the doctors care that a lot of people, and a lot of times all the poets can talk about, Shevet Levi, all the poets can talk about it. We can't always trust the doctors, and I'm not going into that part of are we allowed to trust the doctors or not. That's not what I'm talking about. But let's say we know for sure that the baby will not make it. It'll not make it till the end, And the woman is going through a terrible amount of pain, and she knows she's not going to make it, and she's carrying a baby for nothing, it's not going to make it anyways. Are we allowed to do something to the Uber in this matzav when we know for sure that it's not, the baby's not going to make it? What?
Is there a difference between a trefa and this then?
A trefa is different, because a trefa now is a matzav.
That we know for sure it's not good.
Yeah, there's two parts. There's one part, sometimes the Uber itself is a is called a nefesh ketila. It's dead already. But here, it's not nefesh ketila yet. The Uber in this matzav is a good Uber. But we know in the future there'll be problems. That means now the Uber is a matzav, it's a regular Uber like every other Uber. But there will be problems that are going to come up.
Complications
that are going to come up, and we have to, and Uber's not going to make it. The Uber's not going to make it. Well, let's say even more. Let's say the Uber will make it. But in the end, the mother will come to a matzav that'll be her life will be in danger. And then, anyways, can be allowed to kill the Uber to save the mother's life.
Is her matzav now? Doesn't make a difference.
Is it now or later? That my shayla. Let's say now the woman is in a matzav. Everything's fine. In the 5th month, everything's smooth. But we know in 2 months from now, it's going to be a matzav of life danger, and we're allowed to be torah to kill the Uber to save the mother's life. Now in this matzav that we're standing now, everything's fine. Are we allowed to do something to the Uber now in this matzav? You know, now the matzav, the Uber's fine. Huh? Now the poskim, the Chiyaza, Berosha, Chaim Moshe, has a stark tzad. He's very strong about the tzad that since a lot of poskim hold that Yisroel that kills the Uber is only Midrabanan. That's not a real Issa Torah. And Sotko Soif, I feel it's other Poiskim. The other Poiskim hold it's Midrabanan Torah because it's certain Nefesh. But since anyway it's not going to make it till the end, the Chiyada, the Shtar, Kitzad, they were allowed to kill the Uber even in this state that we're in now in order to save the mother's life. It's not even saying the mother's life. We know in the near future the Uber will not make it. We'll have to kill the Uber in this state, even though the Uber in this matzav, in this state, is fine. Which is, be'emet, gevaldig yichidish, because be'etzem, now the Uber is fine. The Uber is in a regular state, and there's no reason to kill it now. But since, anyway, the Uber will not make it to the end, we're allowed to kill the Uber in this state. I'm going to say it in the end. And Moshe is very, very, doesn't agree with a lot of things over here. And it's going to say in the end, Moshe finds Shishita. But I'm saying what other poets can hold in this matter. Another Shaila, which is very Negea today. Negea, I myself was once involved in Shishita, Gemal and Koil. And she's very, very a touchy subject. A woman is pregnant, she goes, she takes tests come back, that is a problem with the Uber. The Uber will have a problem in his mind. Even though he'll be born, he won't be a normal kid. That means that even though he'll be born, he'll be problematic. His mind can work, could be either a baby or vegetable, even though it would be normal, even though he'll be able to walk around, but his mind is not going to work. Is there a tzad that Sutta Ubo were allowed to kill beforehand? The mother is, she can't hold out, she's not going to make it, it's going to be terrible. Is there any heter in the world to kill Sutta Ubo in the early stage of pregnancy? That is one chiddush. Again, I'm not saying anything. We just nifted 2 years ago, big rabbi at Zol. His name was Rav Lezer Valkenburg. Tzitzel Yezer, as a murder yichidish, he brings down the poiskim, the Ar poiskim, the Nemar Nishita, the holds. He makes like a certain a new gedder. I know where Rav Moshe himself says he doesn't know where he got this gedder, but he says that till 6 months of the pregnancy, we're allowed to kill the Uber, Tzitzel Uber. Why? First of all, he said that a lot of poiskim hold that killing Uber is only midrabbanan. And even the poiskim hold that it's minatoyre, and they consider a certain nefesh, but such a nefesh is only when it has a potential. It has a potential to be something, it has a potential to be Uber, tends to be Asif. But since it's Uber, doesn't have a potential to do it, to become anything, he holds, the chiddush, he holds, they will allow to kill the Uber till what, 6 months? I don't know where he gets it from, but that's what he holds. And beforehand, I want to say, the true being is Moshe, Choshmish Chedik Beis, and Moshe attacks all these poskim tremendously. Gefährlich. He says, and Moshe says, he's burst all the poskim. He's sure that all the poskim hold that a Uber is a regular nefesh. A regular tzicha. When we're talking about a nefesh soul, it's a regular tzicha. Even we said over before, the Shonim, by Shabbos, that's mashma, that's not mamash nefesh. And Moshe goes very sharp, and he says, that it's clear to him that an Uber is a regular nefesh, and we're not allowed to kill an Uber in any matter. And he talks about, he says, Mo'od Nishtamamti, he brings down his, he can't believe that the Rav there, it's Rav, he brings that, he doesn't say who it is. He says, he saw it in the Yach, and he saw it in a certain kuntris, it means Rav Altenberg's Tzak. And he says, that he can't believe that the Shtapoisi that holds, that even a Uber, which we know is when he's going to be born, is not going to be a normal kid. Still he holds, and he's matter to kill Shakir, he says, Lehedi Amoshe. Killing Uber is a regular Yitzicha. Even though it's a tool, we don't get Misa on it, but it's a regular Yitzicha, and there's no Heter. He says, Valdemar is being the Heter of 6 months, he doesn't understand where he gets it from. It's a regular Yitzicha, and a regular Uber. Uber is a regular Nefesh Yisrael, and we're not going to kill him, it's a regular Yitzicha, and there's no Heter whatsoever to do anything to Uber, and it's out there. And everything can help. In the matzav where he is, this is the matzav the Eibishter wanted, and you have to recover what the Eibishter wanted. We can't do anything to Ruba. That's the most tzak. And again, I'm not passing the thing over the Ikri Dinim.